to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I got into an Uber and the guy just farted, dog.
Ah.
Hey. not.
For real?
Yeah. And I tried to open the windows, but the smell wouldn't go away.
No. It's probably the smell of the Uber, the natural smell. Some Uber smell really bad.
But it was an Uber black, dog.
Yeah, some Uber smell really bad.
You wouldn't expect that from
some guys sleep there, bro.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. I was on getting a Uber, no, it's sand. They're like, get up. Ungan is like, no. Dog, I've been in an Uber before. No, it's sand. Not the one saying sand, Dana. Nkisela. Nkoko something, again. For real. Like, guys, oak sleep there.
Yeah.
And I'm told to out me by wash on my sand. Pick my log. Oh, Ungan, Nuga indoor. I'm like, fuck that hell. When the stuff was Uber, Suzile. No one farted in the Uber, bro. That's a natural smell. No, some Uber smell really bad, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie, bro.
Damn.
And it's not like a quap. I can stand the quap, but it's saying yeah. that it's like a mix of pubic hair, sweat, dried sweat.
Ooh.
It's a whole concoction of foul shit. Yeah. Maybe that's what you were
How
smelling.
How do you establish? Ukuthi, hi, that's what's smelling.
You're an asthma. But for an asthma, you send. You send the sand, Joe. You need to send. You send the sand. Chance, no. Now we ask the cow.
No.
If you want to go to us,
I don't know. Now. Like, it smells like Jani sand. Like, dude, gosh.
Fact checker, you don't know. Wow.
Maybe we're just not the type who just goes around sniffing. Like just
No, I would go around
like
sniffing
early
on my
morning.
Side.
Is it like an early morning breath kind of smell? You see that I get it's like, oh, okay. You know?
And you know I was
So you farted.
Yeah, I think you farted, dog.
Did you confront him?
No, how do you confront him? Like what do you say?
Usuzela. I'm like That's it. Usuzela.
Nah, I couldn't say that, man. I just opened the window, but it wouldn't go away the whole time, bro. It's crazy.
The whole trip.
It's not the fart, then that's the natural smell,
it's
of, the
natural
car.
Smell
yeah.
of the car.
Yeah, like the guys some sleep there. Okay, the sisanga. And true story though, some that I've been in. Mm. And you can tell, nah, man, this guy probably sleeps here.
Mm.
You know, for whatever reason, God knows, I don't know. But yeah, that's probably the smell.
I know like the armpit smell, feet smell. Okay, those are the ones I can say, oh, okay, I know that. Like that's a smell of armpits or feet.
Inyao.
Like you can say, like, okay, this person is wearing maybe techies with no socks. You know that smell.
Look, munga kezi for a few days, runga kezang. Or some people, about kezi sisi. You know, munga kezi jo, it's not embarrassing.
Yeah.
Ukezi sand, ukeza utin
tea. Yes.
Like some men feel like it's embarrassing. Like,
are you serious?
I'm not talking one. Ukezi one. You have to be honest to yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know if you sweat and stuff. So some gents are ukezi that because maybe they feel like it's not manly. You know, ukeza that. And then it smells.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I used to be a meter taxi driver before.
Oh, yeah, Uber. Yeah. Rose taxis and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. That's how you were driving around Dineo, right?
Dineo. I used to drive around the original Shua Shui.
Yeah.
Sonia.
Yeah.
I drove around Lona Maseko.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
How many women do you impregnate in the cab?
Zero. What do you mean?
It's a meter taxi.
Yeah.
How many meters ago?
Come on. I was young, dog.
You were young, yeah?
What other job do you do, like before radio and stuff?
As a student, call center.
Oh, yes.
I've mentioned that before. It's a student call center, and then I did, like, promotions, and I've mentioned that with the car. But that was, like, promotions. It could do anything. And then I was hired to, like, promo the new 3 Series because the owner, it was Dallas Students. The company, it was stationed in Brom, like, the offices. And then I had to, like, but I was a student, you know? And that's it. Those are all the, like, only jobs I've ever had, like, proper jobs.
And
like,
you, Ghost Lady?
I worked at...
She's done everything.
Yeah, I've
she used
done
to be
it.
A DJ.
Oh, damn. Yeah. For, whoa.
No, I was learning how to DJ. I didn't actually DJ. Mm-mm. So I just know the skills of DJing. You know?
What other jobs did you do, though?
I worked at Foschini when I was in... was it Foschini or Truett? I'm not sure. When I was
so
at the tertiary.
TFG, yeah.
Yeah. I worked there. I was very happy.
What were you doing there?
I was working on the floor, you know, like just making sure the clothes are helping customers, you know. I was still in, it was like my first job.
Which Foschini?
Hyde Park.
Ah.
Wow. Wow. There used to be a Foschini.
Yeah.
Wow. We probably met there.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, you schooled around at Hyde Park High. Yeah.
That was when I was still at AAA because I remember I was still studying at AAA.
Damn, you studied at AAA?
Yes.
Whoa, branding, advertising and stuff.
Yes. I majored as an art director. Yes, I graduated.
For real?
Yeah.
You have a qualification as a doctor. Wow.
3-year diploma.
Yeah.
How?
Have you ever used it?
I did. No, I did. I worked at an agency, and that's when I decided I don't want to do advertising.
Hey.
That's when I just decided, I was like, no way. Hey. The long hours, I could see it's just like bad decisions because you end up just drinking every day, the smoking. It was just, no.
Cocaine, the heavy on cocaine.
Yeah, like what management was on cocaine.
Shots is not in his head.
I was like, no. I just could foresee that. I made a decision. I think I was like 22, 23, that I don't want to be in this industry.
Line?
No. I was never offered. But it was just rumors like, oh, these guys, this is why they can work throughout the night. And they are like, oh my God.
Yo, for real. What does an art director do? Like, what is that?
So it's basically the part where, like for ads, right? So you're the one that will have the concepts, help with the... Because it was graphic design is the one that obviously design, that design elements, putting together, whether it's the logos or the visual elements. But with the art director, it's being the person who decides on the styling, you understand?
So Tibbler's an art director for the podcast. He always places the alcohol perfectly and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the guys. Yes. It's just understanding the styling, where everything, the layering, the layouts, how things come together. And, you know, so, but the graphic design work is obviously the work where people would, okay, with its logos and the placement
what
of this and that. I also studied web design.
Wow.
So I also have a qualification. I know coding.
Wow,
it's
HTML.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You're a web designer.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You're also a web designer.
Hey,
what else?
Now, wow.
What else are you? Wow.
I do everything. Oh.
When did you study web designing?
Actually, at Damlin.
Huh?
I did it at Damlin because I was just trying to also get equip my
what
skills.
What the fuck? So you left AAA for Damlin?
No, I didn't leave. I finished AAA. And when I was working, at some point I decided the decision to do the course for web design was when I was pregnant with my son. Imagine, I did a whole course, web design passed while pregnant.
Wow. There's a lot of things we don't know about you, eh?
Yay, right? I'm so proud of myself.
And when did you get your law degree? When?
No, I never did. No. Remember now I've got the ambition to be a psychologist or do something, just understand or therapy and stuff. So, but I'm still thinking from advices I've been getting, it's like, don't go that route, you know? Even Fact Checker was one of the people that said to me, gave me some advice. And imagine I listened to Fact Checker, you know.
I just love that everything that you're doing doesn't require reading. I love that.
I know it does. It does. You'd be surprised. The day you tested me,
What agency you worked for there?
I worked for... Ooh.
Hey.
Let's not make sure this one.
Ah,
no, proximity. Hey. Yes. Mm. Yes. Way, way back, guys. Way back.
That's where they did drugs.
No, I mentioned the one that I think they even closed. I think.
Oh, tell us that they've closed.
No, no, I'm just saying that. I don't want to mention the other one where, hey, it's still alive.
Simpi, where did you work? Before you did sound, what were you doing? Where did you work?
As a student, I did promotions also.
Oh, promotions is a big thing, eh?
Oh, yeah. When you're a student, they're big, yeah. Yeah. Wow, promotions are big.
Yeah, and then from there after was just E-Studio and live TV. Yeah, so...
Tabang went straight from high school to here, so you can't...
For real?
Yeah.
How old is Tabang?
He graduated here.
How old are you, bro?
Oh,
fuck.
Shit, you old.
Didn't go from studio to here. I mean, a matric to here.
No, when I met him, was like 20, bro.
Like
exactly.
Five lifetimes already. Tabang, 26.
Remember, it was like 4 years ago. He was still young.
He was still young,
he was
bro.
Like 22 when we met him.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Neo.
Yeah, they also graduated here. In his
yeah, bro.
What jobs did you do?
Jobs? I didn't work much, man. I mean, during my university days, I was doing black market, you know.
Black market.
So selling stolen laptops, and stolen textbooks.
Not stolen.
No, why is it black than the market?
Well, because it's not official. I mean, you know, it's like I know where to get that book. I know where to get that laptop. So
You don't know. You don't have the receipt. But you know, you can get the laptop. It doesn't have a receipt.
You know,
it doesn't says put in password, but hey.
No. The laptop is fine. The laptop is it's okay.
It doesn't have a password.
Nah. They can come and vouch for you. Understand?
Yeah.
So in terms of jobs, I only worked because I was doing practicals for my course at CSIR.
Yeah.
At what was it? Military operations. Yeah.
Military.
It's the name of the company. So we're designing.
Hey Mac.
Military.
Designing lenses for. Yo, I even forgot these things. Yeah. Basically, yeah. Designing lenses for military. You know. Equipment and stuff.
Shit, man! You guys have.
You also fought for fees. Don't forget that one.
That's
that's a big top job though. Right? Also for fees though, man.
You guys have lived, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So Pendukas here, Tibblers here. Ghost Lady is here, Tabang is here, Dudu is here, Tato is here, Neo, Mr. Black Market is here.
Hey.
Petrol bomb maker, also, you forgot that job as well.
Vetchaker is here, Simpi is here. My dog, what do you want to start, man? What do you want to talk about, man?
What did everybody else do?
What?
Dudu, what did you work before?
She was at a radio station.
Oh, yeah, Kasi FM.
Kasi FM.
Paul, what terrorizer there?
Yes, yes.
Paul is a program manager, a friend of mine.
Yeah, she was Kasi FM. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now worked in the church, his dad's church, Tato, right?
Tato, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did he say? I didn't hear him. Sportsman's! Oh, shit.
You're working at Sportsman's Warehouse?
Sportsman's Warehouse.
Forza!
Sales consultant!
But tell you something, cricket.
You
were selling.
Helping people fit their shoes.
You were selling hockey sticks and cricket bats. Were you selling cricket bats and hockey sticks? Oh, shit. Tato Betwell, Mucho. Shout out, bro.
Man, Susie, because we're no more shasha.
Yeah,
man.
For real.
He will hype you and make you buy a shoe that doesn't even look good on you.
Exactly. Yeah. Where do you want to start, my dog?
Yeah, a lot has happened, man. Eh?
Yeah.
No, not a lot. What happened this week?
I'm curious how you
I don't
you
know
feel.
Where to start, man. So much has happened. I'm confused already.
Remember when we ended the show last week?
Oh, yeah, on Thursday,
on
yes.
On Thursday. And there was a story that we were trying to tell you about. And when we explained it to you, you said, yeah.
Oh, that video.
Yeah.
Ngoba, ansana madoda nina. That video, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Please explain. Please give context to the chillers.
Yeah, okay. What video is this?
So, guys, we deleted that part because I think it was, we were finishing the show already. Yes. We had just run out of time. Mm. And it was Istorisa Nozipho.
Yes.
She is one of the cast members. We Mummy Club.
Yes.
And now there was a video circulating over the week, and there was a confrontation she was having with her husband. And this in this video, basically, the kids and are begging for their father not to leave. And like
eight kids.
So they got were married couple who have had like we used to even do their YouTube together and just talk about their marriage and with having kids and just having a blended family. I think that was also another thing that I watched them. So now in this video, you see this altercation happening. The kids are begging their dad. I think he wanted to leave, and he's basically just declining and saying that, you know what, I'm no longer respected in this home. I'm out. And even yet, small little kids with having a bottle of being like Baba, you know. So Saul's opinion on that when we told him about it.
And allegedly he's got a side chick.
Yes. And whom is it's that he's getting married because he's gonna make her a second wife.
Second wife, yeah.
Now, when we told Saul about the story, Saul that time said that it sounded like, this is just
because you contrast this reality TV.
Trying to promote the reality show and stuff. So you are of that, like.
Do you still feel the same?
Before seeing the video.
Yes.
Do you feel the same after seeing the video?
Because there were kids, you know, involved, like really young kids, I don't think anyone would stoop that low to create that kind of drama falsely just for ramping up views for their show. So, no, I've changed my mind.
Mm, yeah. They saved you, ne?
Well, not really. Not really. Because I did explain that I haven't seen the video, but it sounds like, you know, because we've seen a lot of times where these reality TV people, you know, create stuff and scenarios
But the story that was going around is that a lot of people were saying that they feel like the side chick used Mooty on the guy. Like the way he's acting is just so bizarre, you know, which kind of makes sense. I mean, you can separate a man from his woman, that's easy to do. But a man from his kids, like, that takes a lot, you know?
That's foul, man. Eh? Do women really use Mutu to get a lover, man? Like, or take someone away from their home?
Oh,
that is,
dog, it's tough, common. Dog.
Are
it's
you
tough.
For real?
Oh, it's tough, that dog. Is like, hey, in Cyril's economy, hey, it's tough, dog. Things are bad out there, bro.
That is foul, man. Like,
bro, imagine you meet this guy. He looks, he's got soft life, money, whatever. Are you not going to do whatever it takes to keep him?
Not whatever it takes. Because, like, okay, if you really love him, do you really want to detach him from his children?
She doesn't care. Those are not his kids. Her kids. She doesn't care.
But they are kids and they need a father. Mm. And are you proudly going to be responsible and walk with your head high, walk tall, knowing that you've like detached a father, severed ties of a father from his children?
Crazier things have happened, though.
Unembeza usaya khona.
But honestly, before that happens, I feel like there was, okay, if that is would be, have been true, the first person, it's because it's not like this woman just decides to concord this thing and like, oh, okay, fall in love with me.
Concord.
What language is it? Java, what is it?
It's HTML.
HTML, yay!
I speak coding.
Yeah.
No, okay. So before we put it on the woman and say like, yeah, just, but he had to open the door for that. As in, ooh, you approached, you said, I love you. Exactly. He was not just like, he tripped and all of a sudden, he's now in this state of like, oh, I've neglected. There's something that he did. He's probably was eyeing. His eyes were already out. You're no longer focused on your marriage. And therefore, you found someone. So if that happens, it's still on you.
That's true. We have our man Zinglian.
Yeah,
he opened the door. He brought a third party in.
Yes.
As much as we can say, maybe she used Mooty, it's fucked up and stuff. But you're right. Umshelile
nangawake. Exactly.
Hey, the small kids killed me, man. Oh, that was sad, man. They're like, daddy, daddy, where you going? Daddy, daddy. Hey, man.
That's messed up. That's
I know during the week, I was having a conversation with my other married friends. And we're like, yo, if this person is able to say, not even care for his eight children, how about us with like one or two or three kids? You know what I mean? Not that it's taking it personal, making like as if, oh, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. But it's just that thing of like, yo, because obviously being touched about, you've got all these kids and they're the ones even begging you and you're just, but also pause. Mm. Another thing is that, you remember I've said it previously, like until you hear the full story. Because also in this, what you see, this the video, is this the guy saying, declining the, having this to talk. So obviously it looks like yes, the intervention. So it obviously looks like, oh my God, what happened? We don't know what happened after and we don't know what happened before. Mm. So it's easy to judge the situation and obviously take it to some magnitude. Hi, this is what it means. We don't know until you sit down with both everybody. And,
hey, but
and
it was cutful, eh?
He was. Yeah, look, no, I mean, he was.
You're selling his son. We don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also some of the language, man, that was used there in front of kids.
Very foul.
Because the video starts when he wants to take the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's only one car and she's using it to take the kids to school, and the following day was a school day. You know, and I feel like as adults, he just could have just spoken to her as ID. Uber, because it doesn't sound like she was stopping him from leaving.
And also, is there only one car? Because I feel like they're well-off family.
They are. It's a nice, beautiful home.
Yeah.
Eight kids,
so they're definitely well-off family. And I think there was a number of cars, I'm sure. But, like...
Now, maybe maybe that day there was one car that was working.
Okay.
Because I don't think you should say, don't take the car. I'm going to use it to take the kids. You know? But I feel like they could have just resolved this shit on their own. SID and stuff.
Has anyone been following the Lekau story, man? I saw he owes 20 million. What's going on there, bro?
Is that... I feel like I've seen that before.
Yeah, yeah. But it made stories today, ne?
It did. It made stories today.
Him or his business?
Yeah, the business. Drip.
The business.
Drip, yeah.
So he was
ghost apparently... Look like a ghost lady. Fact check, what's going on?
Yeah.
You got some facts for us there?
Yeah. According to News 24 and briefly, Lekau owes an advertising agency 20 million.
Of all those billboards we see.
Of all those billboards.
Yeah, so... That trip along the M1 and stuff.
Apparently, they are going to be going to court. The company is requesting that Lekau liquidate his company in order to pay them back. Mm. There was an agreement beforehand for him to pay it via installments. However, he wasn't able to meet those obligations. So they want him to liquidate. Yeah.
But how do you have billboards without paying? Isn't it upfront? Don't you pay upfront?
Nah, sometimes maybe not. It depends, but if you can strike the kind of deal, it's like with some stuff, you know, if you can get stock on consignment from the manufacturer, sell, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, dude, it's business. It happens every day. Companies get liquidated. Guys lose money. Companies get liquidated and then come back up. It's a gamble it took, right? He was like, let me go on this billboard spree and advertise and push, and hopefully I'm going to get a return on my investment through sales. And maybe that didn't happen. I don't know. Maybe COVID happened. Was this before, after COVID? A lot of things could have happened. It's business, man. You know, you gamble. We are popa, our popi. But shout out to him, man, for, you know, managing that feat to begin with. You know, like, it's business. It happens. Companies get liquidated every day. People shut down companies, open another one. It's successful. I think it's part of success and the journey as well.
What were you saying before I cut you off, Ghost Lady?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were saying something.
What do you think make of it, that story?
I don't know, man. Like, hey, 20 million, that's a lot for advertising, dog.
But also, I think it's with interest now, possibly.
I feel like he's just trying to liquidate the company to start afresh. Because remember, the drip company is tied in with his ex or ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
Tato used to work there. He must tell us. Tato. Is the company tied to the wife, ne?
To be honest, Mike, I really don't know, dog. Now I was just waking up.
As a salesman.
Anything else, I don't know. Yeah.
No comment.
No comment.
The focus, the one.
Yeah, because he's starting a new brand, if you check. Like, I think they rebranded, even they changed the logo and all that stuff.
But the company does owe that money, though.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you mean, because it's tied with the wife, but also, and I think, what are you saying? He's letting it fail.
Yes.
He's not trying to rescue the company.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes. So the debt is real.
Yes.
But he's letting, that makes sense, because there was drama with the ex-wife, and that's a smart way of doing things.
Yeah.
Because the company is an entity on its own, you know, and if the wife had shares there, and he makes it a success, she's sitting at home and just claiming the proceeds, you know? So that's a smart way to go about it.
Yeah.
Especially if she's not pulling her weight and he's the only one doing the work.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this. It's a very sad story, man. But I want to tell you guys about this. So there's a video making the rounds in social media. In the video, a young black woman confesses that she was involved in getting over 300 girls human trafficked. She was recruited by a foreign national she was dating, who later forced her to have sex with his business associates to gain favor for his business. Her stepfather got killed by the said boyfriend in the presence of her mom, and they never reported it. Like, how sick is that, bro?
Hate poverty, man, you know? Like, literally. I mean, how does your stepfather get killed in front of his partner, that's her mom, and the stepchild, and then, you know, all because of the guy who killed is bringing in money at home. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm saying I hate poverty. And all these girls who got prostituted and subsequently human trafficked, they were all coming from, you know, homes that didn't have much, I'm assuming. They were trying to earn, they were trying to, even though some, honestly speaking, blow the money on stupid things, you know, it doesn't really uplift their home or their families, but it all derives from the fact that they're from a poor background.
What's
and they
up
did
with this
for money.
What's up with this human trafficking thing, man? I've never understood that, bro. Like, is there money in that shit?
It's, it's sex trafficking, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's big all over the world, eh?
Yeah, it's big, bro. People love, want sex slaves, and the younger, the better.
Yeah.
It's a sick world out there, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Sick world.
Hence, we always get concerned when even just someone is missing. It already, the thought is like, have they been trafficked?
I mean, that's 5-year-old who's still missing in the Cape, the Eastern Cape. Is it Western Cape or Eastern Cape? The colored Jocelyn, right?
Jocelyn.
Yeah, that poor girl, bro. God knows where she is right now.
That's terrible, man.
It's terrible. Yeah, and so long as there's a fucking demand for this stuff, that's where the problem is, you know? Let's start with the demand.
Yeah.
Where is it? And find these people who derive pleasure from the ritual killings of young people and drinking the blood of them and the rapes and, you know, feeling like you need to own a human. We need to deal with that first.
Yeah. Like, who are these people?
Up. Yeah,
who are the buyers?
Speed Diddy. Speed Diddy and these rappers.
Anyway.
Talking about Diddy, you know now, if you say no homo, you say no Diddy.
Ah, for real?
Yeah,
is that
a thing
now?
It's a thing now, bro.
No Diddy.
Like, yo, no Diddy. It's a thing, bro. It's a thing.
What you got for us, Ghost Lady, man?
Okay, so there's a story about Denise Simba.
Denise! Wow, what is she up to, man?
Well, the story is that she has left her man, who is white.
Hey, they look so happy on Instagram and...
So it's not known yet if he cheated or what. Okay, so another is
white niggas cheat.
Okay, wait. It says all the former it girls.
That ain't talking from experience, though.
Ah, white niggas cheat, man. Remember Juster. Juste van der Westhuizen, was it? The rugby player, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Springboks, who's may soul rest in peace. He was caught in 4K on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, with another girl, remember?
Matthew Booth as well.
Matthew Booth, exactly. He was caught red-handed as well.
Yeah.
He even baked the cake. Fuck. Remember when he even baked the cake. The day before his son's birthday, and took the cake to the ex. I want to say that, look, you see it. So, yeah, this is just a spanner. You call him a spanner. Yeah. It was Yusta? Yeah, Yusta van der Westhuizen. He's a late Springbok. He cheated, right? Yeah, he cheated on his wife.
Which is
a TV presenter.
Bill Clinton, guys.
Huh?
Bill Clinton.
Never had sexual relations with that woman. Bill Clinton got a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky, bro.
Yep.
Gangster. Hey, what do you think about this Marcus Houston thing? The billionaire.
Yeah, the
come on. Did you see the scene of the suicide?
Uh-uh.
Firstly, we're told that this guy is arrested at home. Then later it says he got arrested. He committed suicide. Okay, no. At first, we're told he committed suicide at home
while he was
getting arrested.
Ish.
Right? Then we were told it was by the beach at like 3 p.m. and no one's... It saw him. The only people who saw him were the officers who were trying to arrest him. And then we saw the scene the blood, it's like, reminds me of Nkankalax's bomb. Remember the bomb that went off outside Kabul Nkankalax, right? Where it's just a small onion hole. And then it's like, not even in Kuk, man. The blood is like, come on, guys. A billionaire dies, commits suicide in public.
Yeah.
No one sees it. There's no picture of it. The blood that's there. The guy shot himself in the head. Mm. Yet the blood is like minimal. It's like just a, not even a puddle, bro. It's like, like for like in a small circle of a 30 centimeter radius. And then you believe this guy killed himself, a whole billionaire.
Let me find the story, somewhere, man. We've seen this movie before.
Yeah,
man.
We've seen it with Kevin Watson. We've seen it with, who else died? And guess Suli Yaguti, they're gone.
The guy who got shot hijacking off Melrose Arch. There was also a very...
Yeah, come on.
But the story says, it has been reported that Marcus Huster of Steynhoff Gate shot himself upon realizing he was about to get arrested. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've seen this movie before where Gavin Watson of Busasa pulled a similar stunt. And nobody believes he actually died just before being arrested for his Busasa scandal. With hundreds of billions, the disgraced fraudster CEO of Steynhoff was also hit with a 475 million rand fine.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
For the FSCA.
Mm-mm. So it's probably at a
private island somewhere with Gavin having pina coladas. You know, come on, the guy is not dead, guys. Marcus Huster is not dead. He's not dead.
But how did they get away with this shit, dog? Because really, it's plain to see, bro. It's plain to see.
It is. But when you've got the money and you've got a willing recipient, you know, who's going to say, I'm going to look away. Yeah, we're going to help you get out the country. How much you have for me? Oh, 20 million, I'll take it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Dude, we live in one of the most corrupt countries, like, out there.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, honestly, everyone is for sale. You can buy anyone and anything. You know, you'll never see the inside of a cell if you're a billionaire. Show me one billionaire who's arrested in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Mm-hmm.
For anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come
That's
on.
True, actually.
And, you know, come on, bro.
What happened to that guy, man? There was a guy during our times, man. He was very big. Like, he started the whole Tinder thing. Fuck. He used to drive an X5, man. And it was like...
Who?
Amazing at that time.
Started the Tinder thing.
Yo. Yeah, man. Do you know him? Fuck. Not Soul Kev.
Nah, Soul Kev's now not into Tinder.
He got arrested, man. Fuck.
Who?
Tony.
No, man. He's a politician. He got out. He got arrested for corruption, right? But he got out.
Tony got out.
He's been out ages ago.
Yes.
He got out.
Anyway, so you're saying, white people are cheating?
Yeah. Okay, no, I was going to mention all the other former IT girls that were also have left their, well, have been left or left their men who were white, like Paul Modiardi, Techies.
Wait, man, wait. Paul left a black guy, Umtelezi, right, I believe? She's still with the white Oppenheimer guy.
Who?
No, they broke up.
Hey!
Oh, it's an old story, dog.
Oh, bro! Yeah. Keep up with Pearl, man. Jeez, for real. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
For real. Because I know she was about to get married to that guy with some taco, a black guy. Tilly's, I think, his surname.
True story, ne? Are you checking?
She broke up with the Oppenheimer. Damn.
Yeah, they broke up.
But they have a child, right?
Yeah, they have a child.
Man, I don't know.
Jeez, what's Pearl doing right now?
Muriadi.
Also, Pabi Moloi as well is also on the list. Obviously, Pabi. Sonia Boy.
Oh, yeah, that guy's got a whole court thing going on. The guy's accusing, because he wants half of her estate.
Don't
know how you feel about a man who wants half of the woman's estate.
That's childish.
He wants half of the estate and he wants 8,500 rands in spousal support.
No, man.
From Pabi Moloi.
Where's your dignity as a
bro,
man?
Bro, as a man, right?
It's been the Sigupi.
But that's what Minnie's ex as well,
also,
right?
Also, yeah.
Quentin, he also wants personal support, Baba.
Aye.
Niggas are up, boy.
Hey.
They want support.
I
know. Nah, guys, maybe you're just not having been put in that situation.
But think about it. Like, what you think needs, but if on an ex.
You start again.
You start again. You're a man, dog.
But my what if ungene vele kuwe ongana next kuye oyiphethe
yona. Exactly.
Ay, my man, you DJ, you do whatever, my man.
It's easy for you to say that. Just putting yourself like in the shoes of someone who says, hey, you were taking care of me, so continue, you know?
Nah, my dignity.
Yeah, because you used to live soft.
In this world, all 50-50, guys.
Yeah, you used to live soft, drive these cars and stuff, and now you're going to go back to just Jay.
I'd rather.
Park town.
Rather. I rather don't. No way.
There's a lot of men who have benefited from, you know, when the law says, you know what, yes, you as the ex-wife,
you qualify.
You qualify, you know, and get the money. And they are living soft.
Yeah, as a woman, you understand.
No, not as a woman. I'm saying as a man who's living soft because of that.
Nah.
They have to, you know, in the States especially, you hear it a lot, you know, where, you know, because
Jeff Bezos' wife.
Oh, the woman, it's always applauded when it's for the woman. Oh, yeah, I'm just talking the case where it's men, you know. Mary J. Blige was one of, like, she's...
Oh, yeah, Mary J., yeah.
Ex-husband.
Her ex once
You know, I've heard a lot, like a lot of people.
Nah, I can't.
Yes. They get...
It's fine. I'll move in with some beer.
And be DJ BJ.
I'll be your road manager, Jim. Hey, what else you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Guys, did you hear the story of Kate Middleton?
Yeah, I heard it.
You heard it, right? Yeah. And okay, so where it started was that there was a... Because people haven't heard from her for a while. And there was speculation. Seen her, and seen her and just like, what's going on? Because she wasn't even doing her princess duties, you know, that obviously they're assigned to do as a family. And now, because basically she had gone for like a operation in, I think, January, an abdominal surgery.
Okay.
Okay. And later, so now because of the absence, just not seeing her, there was a picture that came out. And obviously people questioned and it looked very like as if she was photoshopped on the picture.
She was. It's confirmed. You know?
Oh, it's confirmed even. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. So she was photoshopped because I think they were trying to squash the where is Kate, where is Kate? And then they released this picture. So obviously it just caused a lot more questioning. Only to find out, basically, fast forward, now we're at a switch. She finally came out and said, yo, she's actually been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh,
it's actually quite a So she was made a mockery of during the whole week, and it was a whole story. Because at some point they said that she's dead. She was, or maybe it was the William is cheating on her. It was just a lot of things.
Hey man, how's the king? Doesn't he have cancer as well?
Yeah, cancer.
He also does.
Oh, it is. Yeah. He's got cancer. She's got cancer. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Jeez, what kind of cancer?
No, she's not confirmed. So there's a whole speculation again of which cancer
she looks young,
she
though, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, she looks frail. Shame,
yeah, she
video.
Does. Yeah, on videos. That like now, frail. When you actually look at her, it's like, whoa, shame, man.
And it sucks being in the royal family because she now had to come out and answer to people because people were speculating.
Yes.
Obviously, William is said to have cheated before.
Yep.
And now that his dad has got cancer, he could obviously, he will definitely ascend at some point to being king if nothing happens to him. But, you know, it looks like it may be sooner than later. Because did you see Russia? So Russia's news agency owned by the government came out and said, Charles is dead. Yeah, they reported that Charles is dead. And then the royal family responded with the following day, a few days later, with Charles in a car in the backseat, proof of life that he isn't.
Poor guy, man. You know, he waited so long to be king and then soon he becomes king.
Bro, cancer.
Yo.
But apparently it's not like... Because his dad, Philip, Prince Philip, never really... Do you watch The Crown?
Yeah, The Crown.
Yeah, he was never really a fan of him. You know what I mean? He's like, he was a timid young boy. And even in his big age, never felt like he's got what it takes to be a king. Mm. You know, he's cut from that cloth.
Mm.
I don't think he'll be missed, you know, if that does happen. Yeah, because even his family is not like he's going to be a great king kind of thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, so sad, man. I don't know what's happening with that family. But I just feel for Kate because now she had to come out because people were making all these speculations and shit. What sucks, man, being in that family because now it's like you're living for people.
Oh, no, but you know the media. The UK media is constantly
she's got cancer, guys.
It feels like it's a prison being in the royal family.
Oh, no, it is.
Oh, yeah. Someone said that in The Crown.
Yeah.
That it's a prison. I think it was Philip or something. Yeah. It is, bro. Everything is for people.
You watched The Crown. Philip was cheating, man.
Of course. Remember the Queen found that picture? Of course he was, dog. Of course. Nah, Philip definitely cheated, bro. Big time.
I feel for him, it was maybe a way just to escape the prison element. Yes. Just to feel free.
Is that what it's called now? It's called escaping.
No. It's not allowed. It's wrong. It is wrong.
Escape.
Let him escape, you know.
Oh, shit. Can I give you an update about Mike? Remember we called him on the show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think 2 weeks or 3 weeks back, right? Mm-hmm. So the woman that he was getting a divorce with.
Yes.
Watched the show and she signed the papers that week.
Oh, so we helped him divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
Yeah, she finally signed after that episode. Just like,
That's a good thing. I don't know if I wear my celebrating divorce.
Yeah, he's happy. He's happy. What do you mean?
She's happy too, right?
Yeah.
Let me celebrate.
Is he happy as well?
They both happy.
Okay.
He's on fire. He WhatsApp some more.
Oh.
Let me go.
Man.
This is Mike.
Mike's kitchen.
Mike put out a divorce party. You know the divorce parties. No,
yeah,
for real.
There's
divorce parties now.
So this is Mike. He says, sometimes you gotta be like, okay, and leave that shit alone.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, here's another one. You can't fix relationship every day. Pumani abanye bangene.
Hey, nigga, one your chance.
Wow.
Nigga, one your chance. Okay. Nigga, one your chance.
You guys agree with that?
I like this for Mike.
Yeah, don't force it.
Yeah,
don't force things.
Yeah.
Man. Don't overstay. I want your bank in a swim, man. Oh. Don't stay in the pool now.
He goes, a woman with a small circle are very determined and ambitious, hardworking, and independent women.
And they tight. Women with small circles.
You agree with that, ghost lady?
Yes, I agree with that.
You got a small circle, man.
Oh. Mick. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, mama, ha. Oh, mama, ha. Oh, mama, ha. Ha, oh, mama, hey. When did you see your circle?
I get Max's question.
Are you in her circle?
No, her circle's small.
You are in her circle.
Hey. I have a small circle.
Is he in your circle?
Yes, he's actually.
Hey.
He's in my circle of friends.
Meg, you my circle.
Meg is in my small circle of friends.
You remind me of my daughter. She just learned how to say, don't do that.
Ooh.
So the other day I stole a juice of hers because I was dashing. So I took her juice. And then she's like, auntie, tell him, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, because she gets told a lot. Don't do that. Don't do that. Thank you.
Meg.
So don't
dash,
do that.
I got you
I was out of dash, guys. What was I doing? I was out of
dash. I'm out of
Yeah, so you agree with him?
I agree with you, yes.
With Mike, no? Mike.
Yes, I agree. Like, okay, it's everyone's circle is different, but at the end of the day, yeah. Keep a small circle of friends just for peace.
And if you got a big circle, try and get it smaller.
Yeah. It's always the best way, you know, to manage. You know, as you grow older, like there's just a lot of things that you have to, you know, that just take your mind.
What tips would you give, like getting your circle smaller? What kind of techniques do you use?
Techniques?
Yeah, of getting your circle tight and small.
First of all, it's choosing the right friends, you know. Oh, I'm an Isa Mackey. How do they help?
I'm an Isa Mackey.
I'm an Isa.
Oh, I think Tato has been using Max. Yes, we're talking about Isa and Zadi. I have silence.
Adventure, I have some of my ice.
I'm an Isa. Do you use ice on your circle? in the circle.
Honestly,
you used on the circle in the circle.
Honestly, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
Yo. I don't know.
Yo.
I don't know.
Who's your best friend, Ghost Lady?
Who's my best friend? She's remains anonymous. I've got friends.
Do you have though?
I do.
I feel like it's fine not to have a best friend. Like you don't necessarily need to have a best friend.
No, you got it, man. What kind of life is that, man?
What do you mean?
You gotta have a best friend, don't you?
We're not seven, bro. Like your best friend. You have a favorite color while you're at it. Fuck that girl. Best friend. It's beautiful to have a best friend, but it's also...
Who's your best friend?
I don't... Best. I got very close friends, but I don't have best, like, best friend, you know? Mm. I used to have a best friend, but we
grew apart.
We grew apart. Mm. You know, life happened. We grew apart. We're still homies, like, you know what I mean? Like, we still could, you know? But I don't have, man, like, best friend, like...
It'd be dope to do a podcast with, like, our best friends, eh?
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, dude. Who's your best friend?
I got a lot, man. It's Mulishe, Jigga, Dumelo.
Your circle is big.
No. It's just five of us.
Okay.
Jigga, Dumelo, Mulishe.
Tiro. Yeah, it's very.
Yeah.
Cat Master.
Yeah, and Cat.
Hey, afterthoughts.
Yo!
Hey, poor Cat Master, man.
No, I went to high school with the other guys.
Yeah.
I went to high school.
Catch
so we've been
you
friends
met him
since.
Much later.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So we've been friends since, man. We've been friends since.
Right,
and your circle goes, lady?
No, my circle, it's just my friend, my best friend, whom I just...
Would you like that, dude? A podcast with our best friends, isn't it? Yeah. Or is that boring for you?
Yeah.
Or you don't like... Not too
my
much.
Friend chats like she's for
you
the
can
chats.
Workshop it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, work a whole workshop.
Who's your best friend? Do you have a best friend?
I do.
Tutu.
You got a best friend.
For real.
Dude,
I do.
From Vargas.
It's Pew.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Let's call your best friend.
It's Pew. No, man, come on.
No, just call. Call. Call and then put on the mic. Ghost Lady, put on the mic then. Let's talk to dude's best friend. Eh? Singa connectila? Yeah, ask connectila. Give us the phone. It's connected to broadcast. Hello. Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi, how are you, darling?
What's your name?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. You're live on the podcast, man. Saul Pinduka is here. Ghost Lady is here, man.
Hi, Palesa.
Palesa.
Hello, everybody. Hi, guys. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, so Dudu says you guys are best friends, man. How best are you friends?
What do you...
Yo, we were friends since high school.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Since high school.
Wow.
Dudu's a bit feisty. She's feisty, Dudu, ne?
She's feisty, but it comes from a good place.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Do you know her type?
Yeah, it comes from a very, very good place.
What's Dudu's type?
Oh, my gosh. Yo, Dudu bang fage kone ni. Wow.
She likes them rough, ne?
Men who can think. No. You must be able to think. Like, ungabangele. Like, onnachanele.
Okay.
Yeah, people who are considerate, because she's very generous and considerate. And she's very fragile emotionally, but she hides it. And she wants somebody who's not going to make her hide herself all the time.
Mm.
She doesn't want to hide any longer, guys. This, come on.
She's out of the closet. She's not hiding.
Mm. She's out of the closet. We all know.
Yeah,
really.
Well.
Have you guys kissed? Have you guys kissed?
No.
Have you made out? Have you made out?
Has she tried?
No, we haven't. That's my sister. That's my sister, though. Hi, Bo.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's my sister.
You know you call the best friend, you know. Get me to a little truth.
I think we need to reflect because I also, you know, we're all part of the problem because also we need to reflect, man. Because, you know, we didn't ask and we weren't going to ask Ghost Lady's best friend that, you know what I mean? But yeah. I think it's just a funny observation.
Yeah.
We need to really be honest, yeah. Because yeah. Now I was like, has she tried? Yeah. And I also wanted to know, though, you know.
Yeah. Man, like maybe they have a past.
Yeah, we sleep over. We are seeing his hunger's hand, you know,
hey, Palace, have you guys ever fought for a man? Oh, you hung up.
Oh, man.
Have you though?
She sounds like cool people.
Have you ever guys fought for a man?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She says
a woman?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just wow.
Is Palace five?
Oh. What?
Hey. Say it.
Why would Palace be bi? It's person of a feather.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she asked, is Vanessa bi? I'm like, why would she be bi now?
No, because maybe you'd want to...
But it's a fair question because a lot of gay guys tend to be friends with gay guys.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
All right, my dog, anything you want to talk about, my dog?
There's a song, bro.
Yeah.
Look out for it. Bandros with Kelvin Momo. It's called Wambe Wrong. Chiggy. When you have I didn't see the videos flying around.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but I'm plugging.
Is it
Bandros,
released?
Kelvin Momo. I'm not sure who's on the vocals. No, it's not yet released. But I've got the exclusive, obviously.
Is this your Zex Bantwini Imali moments?
Ooh.
Remember, he's the one who started like this.
Yay.
Remember?
Hey, as with piano, bro, it's so crazy because I wanted to. I had a moment like that, but with myself, with Sfazo, for example, Ivula Zulu, Bao Vula, but it didn't really do the things like it was supposed to, and it's such a beautiful song. Mm. So with piano, it's so difficult, man. I don't know what it takes.
You need a TikTok challenge, bro.
But that song even caught Ganglani on TikTok. It's such a wild, that thing was spoiled for choice. Because with Zayx, it was so different, right?
Yes.
Because of... and also the genre itself. But the piano's like, damn, bro. Mm. You know, it's like Amalobolo, this song. It's going to be as big as probably Amalobolo by Kelvin Momo.
Because Monday to Sunday is killing it now. Monday to Sunday. Ah, it's killing
Which
it.
Which one is Monday to Sunday?
Monday to Sunday. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Uchalaba.
Hey, Uchalaba.
Uchalaba.
Yeah.
Man, wait.
Monday, Sunday. There's a song of a Monday to wait.
Mac.
Wait, there's a song of a Monday to Friday part.
No, there's
a Monday to Friday.
There is Monday to Friday. Something like that.
Yeah, that one.
You went that far, Mac.
Wow. Monday yeah, Chalabam is big even in the US. It won't be that big. I don't think so, you know, because it's not like it's a deep.
Look who's calling.
Who?
The guy who fired me at YFM.
Who found you?
Fired me, Dumelo.
Dumelo, Diao.
Yeah.
Shout out, bro. Shame, man. You described him.
King.
How are you, my man?
Hey, man. Long time, man. You're live on the podcast, man. Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here, man.
Hey, Tata Munayeng, Diao.
Hi, Dumelo.
Nah, fuck this shit.
I'll call you after the show. I was just telling them you fired me, but it's all good.
What? Are you rehiring him?
Take me off, bro. I can't be on this shit.
I'll call you afterwards. Let me know.
This Tumza!
Edit me out. Thank you.
All right, chap.
Yeah, he hired me on Y.
Yeah.
I was an intern. Yeah. In fact, I was volunteering on Muto's weekend show in the morning, and he said, yo, apply for the Y Academy. And then from there, he hired me.
Nice.
I saw a lot of chillers are saying I must bring Kenton Pillay and Ravi Naidu. My previous bosses.
Kenton Pillay, Ravi Naidu.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Do you agree with that, Dudu?
Friend.
Would you like that? Or we're going to workshop it? You want to do that one?
Oh. Okay.
Ravi Naidu and Kenton Pillay.
Okay.
Oh, dope.
All right. So, Tien Gubo, man.
Hey, there's a lot of shit, man.
Ravi Naidu, Kenton Pillay.
We'll workshop it.
We'll workshop it.
Okay. Let's workshop it. Let's see how it goes, man.
Yeah, so you want to talk about the song?
Yeah, I think it's gonna do well, man.
Right.
There's another song I heard, man, but George Days is not sending it. Outbrook Sound is another very special song.
Mm.
It's another very special song. I forgot the name. I'm seeing videos of these songs, you know, because Kelvin Momo played both at the balcony, balcony.
Did you end up going party. There, to the balcony?
No, I couldn't, bro. I couldn't. But also, it was a mess, I heard. Because I had a gig to go. Was it a flight? Not a flight.
Pulukwane.
But I had a Pulukwane drive, so I couldn't, you know. The boys really wanted me to pull through, but I couldn't.
Ghost lady?
Obviously, it's the season right now for radio and the reshuffling going on. And it's rumored that Bonang.
Oh, wow.
Bonang is where? I'm curious. We care. Some of us care. Some of us, you know.
No, no, just a rumor that she might be back on radio.
Oh, are you going to wake up and listen to
her? Exactly. Metro.
We don't know.
Yeah, but Bonang needs a gig, man. She hasn't done anything in a while.
Yeah, she does. She does. I'd love to hear on radio.
She did well on radio.
She
like,
did.
Because when she came in, it was like, an it girl or whatever. But you could tell she put a lot of effort into it and she actually was palatable and eventually enjoyed
No,
it.
She wasn't, man.
She was, bro.
She was presenting on radio.
At first. But eventually
what about the Bonang on her reality show?
Yeah.
If that was on radio, now we're talking. Bo, 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 champagne, what, you know that
champagne
thing?
What?
Champagne, darling.
Yeah. Always goes wretched, Twana.
Yes.
Yes.
But there she was presenting. Like, fucking amazing. I think she's the greatest presenter we've ever had.
She is, yeah.
She is. And she's carved like a whole path. Remember that girl at the SABC thing? was emceeing that thing.
You can already tell,
Bonang
wannabe,
Right? Yeah, she had a whole Bonang
There's
thing.
A lot of them.
There's a lot. Lot of them who are inspired by Bonang.
It's actually
they sound like Bonang.
Yeah. The new Bonang.
Yes. sound like Bonang.
They sound, they present like her.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
But my thing is, it is.
That's what's a copy.
Yes.
True. But my thing is, well, guys, Bonang just showed you that if you come with a new thing and you're yourself, it will work. It doesn't necessarily mean all of you guys.
But she took it to the top, dog. She took it to the top.
Everybody did. Scoop took it to the top. But it was also an affirmation that when you're on TV, do your own thing.
Caesar Dlomo came with that whole I don't care, I'm a rich boy
vibe. Yeah, yeah, kind of, you know, bravado vibe. Exactly. So just do you, man. And people.
What are we doing on SABC 2? Poison, tell me.
We're doing ass. Who's as born as was born? Hey, we're doing ass. Who's as born as was born? But, man, we'll be fine. It's I think we'll be fine.
We're doing Hillbro and Street Kid vibes.
Rate the cake. I think we'll be fine, man. I think we'll be fine.
Tucktown meets Hillbrow.
Hey, chaos, right? The leafy suburbs meet the blunt pavements of Hillbro.
Did you renew your contract? You still on breakfast?
My contract is I got a 3-year contract.
Nice.
I remember when we got on. So I'm still on the same contract up until 2025.
With season, eh?
Initially, also on season, but remember, my contract is with the station. Mm. It's not necessarily with a particular
presenter.
So
who's changing at your station?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. You know how they keep these things. You know how they keep these things secret? If it was Caesar sitting here, Caesar Pella. Caesar knows. He knows.
Like it's time's up.
Tiwa Touch said Loot Love is doing breakfast at Metro.
Sebi? Oh, with Sebi?
Yeah, with Sebi, yes.
Oh, Sebi and Loot Love.
I could be mistaken, but I heard him say something like
that. I think, she'll probably do it. But I don't see Loot Love doing a breakfast on her own.
No. She's with Sebi,
Yeah.
Who's doing breakfast now in Metro?
Sebi.
Oh, Sebi.
Sebi.
DJ Sebi.
Yeah. Oh, with Candice, ne?
Yeah. And then afternoon is too. But no one really cares, man. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, he
really cares. Look at him. He was not like,
Then Chiggy.
He really cares. Chiggy.
For all you know, they're offering. Utumelo, why is he calling you, actually?
No, I don't know.
Hey! A program manager. Wait. A program manager just called you just before April.
Hey, no, man. I love podcasting.
What is this one?
Mike.
I don't want to go back to slavery. Let's go back to slavery. Imagine having to be somewhere at a certain time every fucking day.
Sol is doing well at that.
Oh, yeah. It's not for everyone, man. It's not for everyone. It's not slavery, but it's not for everyone.
Mac, you did it.
Yeah?
You did it before.
Yeah, before I knew.
The freedom.
Greener pastures.
Mara, why is Dumelo calling you?
And you can't call him back.
And also, Dumelo revealed the reason by saying, edit me out.
Mm.
You know, because obviously, Radio Man calls you. But it's too late now, man. I mean, April is like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, I'm not going back to radio. Fuck that shit.
We're not editing him out, right?
Nah, fuck that. He must chill. Yeah. He fired me. Fuck him.
Exactly. Now he's going to give you instructions on your own platform. Yo. After firing.
Yo.
We love Stoomza, man. When I last saw him at Mullo. Oh, man, you know Cliff passed away, right? Mullo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I last saw Tumelo at Mullo's funeral, man. Mullo used to be at YFM, you know? Hey, man, cancer, bro.
Cancer.
Got a young child, young wife. Hey, bro. Hey, man, that thing, cancer, bro.
Yeah, I don't wish that on Mullo's enemy, man.
In fact, Mullo was commissioning editor at SABC for entertainment. Yeah, so I think what we're doing, he probably would have had a hand in it. I'm not sure when the discussion started, but he definitely would have vouched for us.
All right, cool, man. So as you guys know, we're giving away 200K for the next 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The adverts.
Yes. So all you got to do is buy yourself the new variant of Chiller's Punch. Shoot an ad. Tag Chiller's Punch. And then you could win yourself 10,000 rand. So we are announcing 3 winners. Spreading Humors will announce 2 winners.
Wow, beautiful.
So today we are announcing the fact that StanYC _ therapist, as well as POTJO Porto, as well as Sean _ sniper, have all won 10,000 rand.
Shout out, man.
Well done, guys.
Yes. And then the podcast Live Nation tour continues. We're in Bloom on the 13th of April, Civic Theater. And then we're in Limpopo on the 27th of April. And then finally, now we found a place in Northwest. We're going to be at the Rustenburg Civic Theater on the 8th of June. Tickets are officially available. Just check out the description below to get your tickets. But yeah, we are rocking and rolling.
Oh, woo! Shout out, man. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Have you guys checked out the Tyler album?
No.
Haven't had the time to. I was looking forward to the Kelvin Momo song. It's a voice note. You know the intro. It's featuring Kelvin Momo, and everybody was like excited about it. Turns out it's a voice note. So she was in the studio with Kelvin Momo, and then recorded a voice note of Momo speaking with other people and vibing to a song, and that's it. Like, it was a really damn squib. People were really excited for it, but I haven't checked out the album. But I like the fact that it's like 2 minute songs, 3 minute songs.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's like 14 songs, but like 30 minutes, and maybe that's a global trend. Mm. Obviously, she would know. Her team would know. Mm. But I honestly tried getting it. It's Afrobeats, and I'm not really an Afrobeats kind of person. I listened to like the first 4 songs. It's nice. The people who love that sound will really love it and appreciate it. But the whole work, I thought maybe one of you guys had listened to
it. Nah, I haven't had a chance.
For any feedback.
I haven't had time, man.
I couldn't. I really tried. But not to say it's bad. It's just, it's Afrobeats. I'm not really an Afrobeats person.
Did you see Blac Chyna, his mom was doing a podcast?
Blac Chyna's mom...
Yeah, I was doing a podcast and she said Tyler's part of the Illuminati and whatnot.
Why?
She came out of nowhere.
She's just questioning how she just shot up into stardom. Like she basically like...
Nah, man.
Where was she cooked? Kind of vibes.
Nah, man. But it's the same thing you were saying, right?
Hi.
Hey!
Oh, shit!
One minute, that Trevor Noah conversation, that wasn't your stance.
No.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No.
No, man, why? Okay, so now we're going to question overnight successes because of the Illuminati and everyone who's had the lack of fortune and things changing overnight.
But
so
you're a smart guy.
Yeah.
We live in the world of social media. Everything is documented.
Yeah.
So, for example, you can trace back Uncle Waffle's success.
Yeah.
From that gig that she did. And then Drake reposted Boom Boom. And then, she flew. So...
Tyler was on TikTok.
Dude, was Tyler cool trended. Drink. Remember Tyler's song with that kid, Cold Drink?
Yeah.
Tyler, let me play you the song. With Cold Drink.
Yeah, but Who Saw Her Go to America?
Bro, that song was international. Remember the song?
No, I get that. But Who Saw Her Go to America?
I'm sure they'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know the song. I remember the song.
Yeah, and this song got 9 million views from 3 years ago, bro.
That's fine. From that to a Grammy. What was happening in between?
What happened was, the song. Then a team. Then Shoma Josie dumped her team. Boyfriend. Then boyfriend was like, I'm going to avenge. Yes, Thailand. She's light skinned and even prettier. Then he went beast mode and he's international as a manager. That's why Shoma Josie was on Ellen DeGeneres. We were here talking about this. Shoma Josie made it to Ellen DeGeneres' show because of her boyfriend who was her manager, right?
True.
Now, the boyfriend, the same guy who could get a Tsonga girl to Ellen DeGeneres, managed to get a colored lady to the Grammys with a song that was worthy and deserving of being
you didn't answer you didn't answer my question, though.
I just told you.
I'm saying from that song to her winning the Grammys, what is happening in between?
She recorded Water in between.
But it wasn't documented. It wasn't documented.
So what?
We don't know. What if she's going to drop?
What do you mean you don't know? It's social media.
Oh, Mac.
Dude, you get what I'm saying,
man? Cook.
Yes.
Oh. She doesn't get you.
Fat Checker knows how to express my mind. Fat Checker, please explain what I'm saying. You know, you get into my mind.
I understand exactly what your question is. I just don't know how to explain it, but I'll try, right?
Okay.
You're trying to say that what happened with the come up, you know, obviously she did the song with Cool Drink and that's what got her into the spotlight. So she's supposed to be growing a fan base that's going to bring her up to the Grammys.
My girl.
Which she just got it after Water.
My girl.
Instantly.
Michael.
Yes. Okay, hold on.
Okay, so every time Max says okay, Michael, guys, hold on, Tato says it louder.
Okay, hold on. Musically and sonically,
yes.
Water, is it not a dope song?
It is.
Is it not a song that deserves a Grammy?
It is.
How is Illuminatism?
Wait, what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
No. How is it? What I'm saying is, you say how did she get to the Grammys? But we must say
no.
She got to the Grammys for what? For the song.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you look at Uncle Waffles, right? For Uncle Waffles to be as big as she is now,
yes,
it's been well documented in terms of we live in an age of social media where you can see her rise.
Yes.
Like you can see her playing at that venue, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's doing the Adiwele thing.
Yes.
Boom. Blows up, right?
It's gradual.
And then you see her gigging and then you see her doing this and it's all there.
Does it need to be the same template for everyone?
In this day and age, yes.
In the day and age of technology, of social media, of emails, of you could make a song like Getting Old with Cold Drink and then an international company could call you and say, yo, we want to hear some of your stuff. We want to have a meeting with you.
Yep.
Does it really have to be
but how do you explain,
as if we're living in an age of demos?
But dog, how do you explain from Cold Drink to Grammys? And I like what Fat Checker said. Where is the fan base there? How are you growing your fan base?
Mac.
But dude, she grew the song with Cold Drink. Before Thailand, I was 7.9 million. Before Water, it had a few million because of the high production value of the video.
Yeah, beautiful
and
video.
The song was all over. The song was a hit, bruh. Mm. It was all over, right?
Mm.
Cool. And then management calls her, ne? Or she gets discovered through that song, ne? And then she goes on to record this song under a camp that has got access to the Billboard 100 because everybody makes amazing songs, but not all the songs get into those spaces. But what I'm saying was, this is the same team that got that girl, Tsonga girl, on Ellen DeGeneres. We didn't question that on how Shoma Josie made it to Ellen DeGeneres because she was rapping with OK Malum Cool Cat, and we saw the come up.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because she had the same team as Shoma Josie, that team was plugging Shoma Josie in America.
Take away the team.
She's got nothing.
That's what
we're
saying. That's what we're saying.
But the team, but you're saying Illuminati, I'm saying team. Okay.
Also, are you calling the team Illuminati?
Okay, we're removing the team then. She's got nothing.
That's what we're saying.
But it's not like it, but the team is, she's got an international team that is connected and has got the networks to the people at the top.
So
and fortunately, they gave those networks an amazing song and we can't deny it.
No, you can't deny that. But you cannot also deny the fact that that team could be, quote unquote, Illuminati. That's how she got in the spaces. Because without that,
defend that. I can't defend the music and her journey.
Without that team, what is Tyler?
I don't know what the team does.
Exactly.
If the team.
Exactly.
I don't know what someone who in a team is doing stuff with who in Hollywood.
You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
That's speculating.
That's speculating. And that's what we're saying, or that it could not. It doesn't mean it's not true. It could be. Because. Dog, that team, if they took you now, you could win a Grammy.
Oh, I would host a Grammy. Shit. I'd be hosting the Grammys. Tomorrow I'll be hosting the Grammy.
So it's the team. It's the team.
Yeah, she got a dope team.
Yeah, now how the team gets the Ellen DeGeneres of this world, the Grammys of this world, we don't know.
They're just connected. Can't we just believe
connected
that?
To who? Illuminati.
The people on top.
What's Illuminati?
The people on top.
Dango.
You see, that's speculating.
It's speculating, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, and a thousand other things also make sense that could validate her story. And it could be legit.
Fetchek, I need your help water. Here. I need your help here.
For me, there's a working... there's already a working formula.
Explain what I'm saying.
Okay, I just researched Tyler ICU songs, right? Tyler without the ICU, right? And what I saw is that before the Water album came out, right, the recent album and the Water album, she actually had the single from 2019, which is Getting Late, with Cool Drink, right? Yeah. So what he's trying to say is that if it wasn't for whoever who had hands in her growth, there's a high possibility that she wouldn't actually have gotten the Grammy. Because if you think about it, people who have Grammys have bodies of work, right? And it's Black weird coffee. How her... Her single
a Grammy with a breakout song.
Okay, wow. not all people. It's a few people who actually do get it. And also some of the newcomers have been working for years, months before getting it. It's just that we're not sure of their music because we're in South Africa, they're in America. You get me? But all I'm trying to say is that what Mac is saying is that if it isn't for if it isn't for whoever had a hand in her success and whoever they were affiliated with, she wouldn't be where she's at.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's right by assuming that they're affiliated with the Illuminati, but looking at the way her growth is, and nowadays people are also questioning Kevin Hart's recent growth and how he just came out.
Kevin Hart is still short. What recent growth?
There's statements stating that he just came out of the blue and started.
No,
growing.
Kevin Hart's in with the white people. We all know
yeah,
that.
So you can find that he's also looking at it from that perspective of you come out of nowhere with a single and all of a sudden you're Grammy nominated.
These things, it's a product, guys. They're selling a product. It's manufactured.
You see, Yabona, when you say that,
I get you.
When you're not gonna go conspiracy theory, yeah. When you say it's a product, definitely, you can say Tyler was created in the boardroom after this Getting Late single. Then someone took her and said, "Okay, damn, perfect, looks
good,
talent, voice, dancing. Can sing, can dance, African. South African. There's a big appetite for Africa, and there's Afrobeats booming right now. Cool, we'll assemble an arsenal of." Producers, you know, a team of super producers and features. Oh, by the way, shout out to Tyler. Not a lot of features on the on the project, you know, which is testament to her talent. But that I can't dispute when you say she's created in the boardroom. Sharp. But Illuminati is speculating. But to say she's created in the boardroom, yeah, definitely. I can accept that.
Do you think you can win a Grammy, an Oscar, or any of these things without Illuminati having a hand in it?
Who is the Illuminati?
The guys in power. The guys that control everything.
Okay.
But that's the world over, bro.
Do you think
in South Africa you can win a SAMA without the connections?
No, you can't.
At RISA
No, you can't. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not a conspiracy. We know who controls these things.
Yeah, well, you should have said that. But no. No, when you say Illuminati, you make it sound like, you know, she goes out at night and then dips her, yes. her face in some pot of blood.
Like there's some
boiling
ritual
blood
she partook
with
in.
With a red hood covering her face, standing in a circle.
We don't know. We've never been in Illuminati, dog. We don't know.
In a weird house.
Maybe that's what happens. We don't know. Wait until we get to the US. We then join.
We'll find out. We'll say, Illuminati, where are you? We're looking for you. Go to the bus stop. Every single Illuminati, man. I'm
your Illuminati.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, anything else?
I know.
You're done, yeah. Penduka, you're done.
Yeah.
All right, man. We out of here, man. Podcast in jail. Boom.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi ini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.